If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Check this out. Geese often fly with their bodies turned upside down. At the same time, a bird twists its neck and head in such a way that you might think it's a regular position when you first see it. But then you're likely to notice that the goose has actually flipped around and twisted its neck 180 degrees. This way, the bird looks like a flying pretzel. It's a phenomenon called whiffling. It helps geese lose speed and land faster than they do in the regular position. Some scientists think this may be a technique to avoid dangerous animals that are after the birds. It might also help geese spot their food easier. Other researchers claim that geese may perform this impressive trick for fun. These birds seem to like showing off, just a little bit. Ducks can surf. They do it when they want to catch some food in the waves or move through the water faster. These birds have no arms to paddle with, but they still can't resist a good wave. Despite really hot days, bees tend to fly off to find a river or pond and collect water droplets. Then they go back to their hive and spit that water out. This helps other bees cool down, freshen up, and have a drink if they're thirsty. People have fewer friends as they get older. They also get pickier about who they hang out with. Chimps have friendship habits of their own. Older animals are usually involved in a mutual friendship. Two grown-up apes would often sit together and groom each other. But younger chimps are more likely to form one-sided relationships. One animal would groom the other, which wouldn't respond. Pigeons can learn to differentiate real words from those that don't make any sense. There was an experiment where scientists showed these birds four-letter English words and trained them to peck these words. Or they would peck a particular symbol if it was a four-letter non-word, like pizru. Pigeons managed to build vocabulary with almost 60 words and more than 8,000 non-words. Pigeons can also do math. Although these birds don't appear to be smart at first, they're at a similar level as monkeys. In one study, pigeons had to compare 9 images. Each had a different number of objects. The pigeons managed to rank the images according to the number of objects, which means they can count. People usually perceive giraffes as one species, but there are actually 4 species of these animals. Just like brown bears are not the same as polar bears. These 4 groups have been separated for 1 to 2 million years, and there's no evidence that their genes have been mixed up. Dolphins use a wide range of different sounds, like whistles, clicks, and squeals. They use them to communicate with one another, as well as for echolocation. That's a process where an animal emits a sound wave. I do that all the time. It bounces off some object, which creates an echo. This provides dolphins with the information about the size of that object and the distance to it. Dolphins can hear sounds from as far as 15 miles away. Most flies can't hear like we do. Their bodies are too small to have a developed hearing system. And still, they can locate the chirping of crickets. In other words, flies can pinpoint the origin of a sound, just like other animals, but they can't hear some things, like their own buzzing. The expression, to sweat like a pig, doesn't make sense because pigs don't sweat. They're born without sweat glands. So in case they want to cool down, their only option is to look for a puddle of mud, lie down, and roll in it. To clear up any confusion, I sweat like a pig. There are polka-dotted zebras. They're rare because this coloring is the result of a genetic mutation. But such zebras might not be as good at repelling bugs as more common zebras with stripes. This pattern seems to attract fewer insects, such as horseflies. It might be because stripes make zebras harder to see in tall grass. Crows are extremely intelligent. Perhaps that's something to crow about. They can recognize and remember human faces, so it's best not to get on their bad side. These birds can scream at those who have wronged them, but if they like you, they'll give you small trinkets in return. Crows have the biggest brain among birds. Only parrots have a larger one. It helps crows use smart ways to get food. For example, they drop walnuts in front of moving cars so that the vehicles break the shells. And these birds also have excellent memory. When they save food for later, they always remember where it's hidden. There are snails with hairy shells. This option is pretty handy. Thanks to it, a snail can remain stuck to wet surfaces, like grass and leaves. The grizzly bear has a bite so strong, it can crush a bowling ball. Its bite force is 1,160 psi. But there are animals who have an even stronger bite. Those are gorillas, bull sharks, jaguars, and Nile crocodiles. Better watch your fingers. Ghost crabs growl using their teeth that are in their stomachs. These creatures first try to defend themselves or scare other creatures away with the help of their claws. But if this method fails, they act like dogs and start growling. Ants have some sort of a built-in pedometer, an internal mechanism that helps them keep track of where they are and how long they've been traveling. This is also how they find their way back home. The giraffe has a rather long tongue. Its length can reach up to 20 inches. Thanks to this, the animal can browse on the highest and juiciest leaves. The giraffe's tongue is dark blue or dark gray. That's likely to provide some protection from UV rays and prevent sunburn on your tongue. Ow! The giraffe has fewer neck bones than the sloth. Its neck is long, but only has 7 vertebrae, while the sloth has 10. Sloths are some of the slowest wild animals you can find, but they're very skilled when it comes to swimming. These creatures can swim 3 to 4 times as fast as they move on land. They need this skill to survive because they live in rainforests that have a tendency to get flooded. Bees can fly higher than Mount Everest, which is almost 30,000 feet high. Some honeybees also sometimes hold hands, which actually resemble tiny hooks. These insects like doing it while sleeping. Grasshoppers have ears on each side of their first abdominal segment. In other words, their ears are on their stomach, tucked under the wings. These ears are membranes that vibrate after being affected by sound waves. This allows the insect to hear the mating songs of other grasshoppers. Penguins seem to have built-in water goggles. Their eyes work way better when these animals are underwater than when they're on dry land. This is a good thing to have when they hunt in dark, murky waters. Penguins can be 15 inches to 3.5 feet tall, depending on the species. But 40 million years ago, they were 6 feet tall and weighed up to 250 pounds. Elephants can't jump. They do have some cool abilities, like an excellent sense of smell and a strong personality that influences their complex social life. But these gentle giants have inflexible ankles and weak lower leg muscles. That's another reason why long-distance running is so difficult for them. And also hurdles and the pole vault. Kangaroos can jump pretty high, but they can't walk backward. When these animals hop, they push off the ground with both of their big feet at the same time. Their massive muscular tail helps them to keep balance. This way, kangaroos move forward and jump high, but it also prevents them from moving backward. By the way, emus, penguins, and alligators can't go backward either. Polar bears are not white. Really? Their skin is black, but the hairs covering their bodies are transparent and hollow. When sunlight hits the fur, it stays trapped inside that hollow part. Also, salt particles stick to the fur and act as a light scattering layer. Polar bears are almost impossible to detect with infrared cameras. Such cameras are thermal, which means they react to heat. But the fur of polar bears maintains the same temperature as the air around them. Polar bears have a unique way of saying hi to one another. They touch noses. If one bear is eating, another one may come up and touch its nose. This is like asking, "Hey, can I join you?" There's a small animal called the kangaroo mouse. It doesn't drink water at all. This creature lives in Nevada, which is a pretty dry area with lots of casinos. So the animal has learned to get liquid from the seeds and other stuff it eats, and stays away from the blackjack tables. A jumping flea can accelerate more quickly than a spacecraft. This creature reaches a height of 3 inches in a millisecond. Its body contains stretchy, rubber-like proteins. They allow the flea to store and release energy pretty fast when needed.